Someone asked me what he can do if he's running late for Shabbos, late Friday afternoon. Can he take an Uber where it goes into Shabbos? So the Mishnah, it's actually, we say in Bamei Medlikim, Mishnah, which is in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, says, Safek Chashecha, Safek Eina Chashecha. If it's a doubt whether it's night or not, seemingly, Bein HaShmashos, Ein Masrin Savadai, Vein Matbilin, Vein Matlin, Vein Saneros. We don't tithe produce that's definitely tevel. We don't immerse kelim, utensils, in the mikveh, and we don't light Shabbos candles, or we don't light candles. Valmasyon, but we can tithe produce that may or may not have been tithed. Umaarvin, we can also make an eruv. Not clear if this means eruv chatzeros, eruv tchumin. And we can also do hatmana. We can insulate the hot food. And the question is, how do you understand this Mishnah? What's allowed, what's not allowed in a case of Safek Chashecha, Safek Eina Chashecha? So there's a whole discussion in terms of what's permitted, what's not permitted, what are these three categories that are not allowed, these three cases that are allowed. But bottom line is, the Rambam uses this Mishnah to understand in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalet, Halacha Yud, and essentially the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha on Or Chaim Siman Reish Shamach Aleph Seif Aleph, that when it's a situation of Bein Hashmashos, so you're allowed to set aside a rabbinic prohibition, an Issur D'Rabbanan, if there is a tzorech. The Rambam explicitly writes, Im Hayah Tarud V'Nechbaz, if someone's burdened and is hurrying, V'Nitzach Davar, and you need something, Shumi Shum Shvus, that is a rabbinic prohibition, Bein HaShmashos, so between sunset and nightfall, Reza Mutter is permitted. But he says that, Bada Volim Lo Haya Sham Dochak Vol Dvar Mitzvah, if there's no pressing need or it's not for the mitzvah, then you can't do it. So you can't just set aside any Issur D'Rabbanan during Bein HaShmashos, but if it's an Issur D'Rabbanan plus there's a great need or mitzvah, so then you can do it on during Bein HaShmashos, and the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. And based on this, the Shulchan Aruch writes in this in Reish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph that Mutar Lomar Leinu Yehudi Bein HaShmashos, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew during Bein HaShmashos, L'hadlik ner L'tzorech Shabbos, to light a candle for the needs of Shabbos. That's Amir L'Nachri is a rabbinic prohibition. And V'chein Lomar Lo La'asos Kol Melacha Shi L'tzorech Mitzvah, you can tell a non-Jew to do any malacha that's for the purpose of a mitzvah, or Shu Tar V'nechbaz Lo, or something that it's that he is burdened, and it's very troubling to you. It's very burdened. It's very necessary. So bottom line is, Amir L'Nachri is permitted during Bein HaShmashos. Rav Moshe Feinstein says the following. He says Rav Moshe Feinstein says a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Siman Samach Beis, where he makes the point. He has an interesting way of understanding. There's a famous debate between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam regarding how long Bein HaShmashos is, and he has this kind of modified view. He says we have this modified view of Rabbeinu Tam, which basically says that there's about 50 minutes between when we call sunset and when it's clearly dark. He says in this tshuva, he says that 50 minutes after sunset, the whole sky is filled with stars, and that's like dark, that's like the middle of the night. And Moshe Feinstein, Rabbeinu Tam, basically takes the view that, based on the Gemara that says for meal is the time between sunset and when the stars come out, so that's 72 minutes. He said that is perhaps in certain locations, but in America, the most is 50 minutes after sunset, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam has this view that basically 3 1/4 meal after sunset is daytime, then the next 3/4 meal is Bein HaShmashos, and then after that is night. So if you sort of adapt that to 50 minutes, so basically the first 3 1/4, say out of four, you take sort of the 3.25 out of four in this time period of 50 minutes. So that's basically the first 40 or so minutes. according to Rabbeinu Tam, is daylight, is yom, is day. The next 9 minutes or so is bein hashmashos, and then you have nighttime. According to Rav Moshe is basically saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what we call sunset, the first 40 minutes after sunset, is really day, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So meaning if sunset's at 4:30, so between 4:30 and 5:10 is really day, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Between 5:10 and about 5:20 is bein hashmashos. And from 5:20 on, that is nightfall. According to the Gaonim, that's not the case. According to the Gaonim, he says that no, that bein hashmashos starts right away at 4:30. But Rav Moshe says the following. He says, "Ule inyan akula de bein hashmashos," and the leniency of bein hashmashos, that you can do things that are medivrei sofrim, that you can do rabbinic prohibitions, that there's no prohibition of bein hashmashos, and therefore amir lenachi for the purpose of mitzvah or for pressing circumstances permitted bein hashmashos. He says, "Nira, it seems to yesh lahakel bizman shehu chol rabbeinu tam," that you can be lenient at a time where it's weekday, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to ha hu gam kein safek yom safek laila. Because basically, for the first 40 minutes after what we call sunset, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's day. According to the Gaonim, it's bein hashmashos or night. So it's a safek yom safek laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's yom. According to the Gaonim, it's either bein hashmashos or it's laila. So he says it's a suffik yom suffik laila, because according to Rabbeinu Tam it's day, and according to the Gaonim it might be night. So therefore, for the first 40 minutes, he said this is no worse than bein hashmashos. So therefore, according to what emerges from this, is he says v'nimsa shelafim mashikosafti devikan New York v'od makom hashem kamo New York, in New York, a place like New York, that hu haviyek b'chamishi minyan tzitz chovim mamish, it's 50 minutes until it's the stars come out, which is like 72 minutes in Europe. Yamutter Beila Shfusim Vamir Lakum. So rabbinic prohibitions and Amir Lanachri Litzarach Mitzvah for the purpose of a mitzvah is permitted at Arbaim Minut Achar Shkia, until 40 minutes after Shkia. So what I mean is that if you're running late for Shabbos under a pressing circumstance, you could call an Uber and have the Uber drive you for about 40 minutes after sunset. I think another tshuva might say a little bit less, maybe 30 minutes, but certainly 30 minutes, maybe even 40 minutes. You can go in an Uber, at least according to Moshe, because it's Safek Yom, it's Yom according to Rabbeinu Tam, so you can rely on that to take an Uber within 40 minutes after sunset in a case of a pinch.